Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This NBA Picks Megapod edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You're already playing a fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. And make sure to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
To the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, real money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer? Dog.
Got to be careful. The tendons and ligaments are tight and dry in the heat of Las Vegas, Sean. We are back.
We are back.
Home away from home.
In Las Vegas, and we brought the whole crew with us. We got a bunch of guys to introduce. Starting off next to you, Kramer, we got Moonoff the Machine, Manji. Moonoff, what's happening, man?
What's going on, guys? We are here. The whole crew is here. Well, most of the crew is here, but
yes,
missing a couple guys. But I'm excited, man. I'm glad to meet Dan in person first time.
Yes,
Scott,
yes.
Terrell I met last year, but NBA playoffs doesn't get better than this, guys.
No, it does not. Ton of NBA action. Shout out to Zach B and Ryan McKee couldn't make it out here, but we brought the rest of the NBA squad, including the man sitting next to me, Mr. Terrell Furman. Terrell, how's Vegas treating you so far?
Sir, I'm going to have to need you to refer to me as my other name.
let's go ahead and show it off.
Oh, there he is. He's wearing the Villarreal jersey. It was great watching Terrell in the sports book at the Wynn, talking to himself, referring to like, hey, if I bet on the Celtics, I can't give out the Celtics -7. Not when I'm in Vegas. Not when my thing is betting underdogs and betting juicy dogs. You are on the Heat. You also convinced me, and you didn't really need to do much convincing, but you're like, hey, the Sparks are 10.5 point dogs. There's some player that's coming back.
Liz, it's Cambridge. An emotional.
Yes,
Liz Cambosh. Yeah, Liz Cambosh. Liz played for the Aces last year. And it wasn't a falling out, but she knew she wanted to be back in LA. So
that's all I needed to hear. Immediately hit the Sparks money line. and then Terrell's like, you know, if we put Sparks and Heat money line tied together, that's like 26-1. So
yep.
already have a bunch of degenerate action joining us to round out the NBA Megapod. We got Mr. Dan Titus. What's up, Dan?
What up? What up? What up? It's great to be here with y'all, man. Vegas, this studio is amazing. We're talking hoops tonight. I'm hyped, man.
I love it. I can't see with the chain. Who is on your shirt?
This is the one, the GOAT AI, Allen Iverson.
Oh my God.
Sean,
I didn't
come
even.
On.
No, I didn't.
Jesus Christ.
Somebody revoke his Sixers card right now.
I should have done the math. I mean, it's an old school photo of a Sixer. It has to be Allen Iverson. I didn't recognize. He looks so different.
He don't have his glasses on.
This is like Georgetown before the tats and all that. Yeah. Man, this is the GOAT right here. This is my childhood.
The jersey over the suit is beyond wild. Like, it's just so wild that even exists.
That is a different time.
It's certain. Yes, certain place and time. Rounding it out, we got Mr. Scott Reichel. What's happening, Scott?
Nothing much. Happy to be back here. Nice to be back in the studio. I'm looking forward to picking out some winners.
Yeah, and you're wearing a shirt that has sleeves. That was an issue. That was an issue last time.
Did we tell that story?
I think we did.
I loaned Scott my sweatshirt so he could be with us.
It did happen.
We did try. Scott was wearing his Nets jersey, and
respect, like, real Nets fan.
Yes, old school Nets jersey, and they informed us that he had to have a shirt on with sleeves to get into dinner, which had never happened. And then we had it. I think it happened to us twice. We also other restaurant. They made Ryan wear a house jacket because his shirt wasn't classy enough. So now Ryan wears a jacket every time we go to Las Vegas.
But they didn't make me wear a jacket. They put it on my chair. It wasn't even like it was on my persons.
All right. We're doing the show live. So we're going to knock out Heat Celtics real quick in case you're watching live and want to get in on that. Then we're going to talk Mavs Golden State game 4, including some sleeper player props, all that action, and then maybe toss in some bonus, anything else that we like here for the rest of the series. And again, we're talking Win. We're hanging out at the Win. You got to get down on the Win betting app. Just head to winbet.com. First off, love the WynnBET Casino. 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. Obviously, you also got the Bet 50 Win $200 in free bets promotion. The Parlay Wheel. I love the Parlay Wheel. Kramer and I are going to be going to Michigan in June. I'm already counting down the days until I can spin that glorious Parlay Wheel and fire up the WynnBET Casino, because Michigan, being the great state that it is a WynnBET Casino
place
state.
Place your bets, please.
Oh, my God. 100% deposit match on online blackjack. Let's go. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough room is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. All right, so let's knock it out. Like I said, I'm on the Heat money line. I understand the case certainly for the Celtics. The -7 seems to me a bit insane. I understand the case. I understand Tyler Hero is out, but 7 feels really, really high for me. And Kyle Lowry came in and I thought gave them some good minutes. Jimmy Butler is expected to be back. I think he can carry this team. He certainly has the heart to.
In the sports book, before everyone showed up, what did I tell you when you were debating on what to bet?
Yes.
I said, what would Terrell tell you right now? What do the Celtics do?
They disappoint when you need them most.
When you need them most.
Jimmy Butler in a playoff game getting 7 points.
Dog.
All-time dog. Now, Moonoff, I tried to give you your, because you had me place a futures bet on the Heat to win the East and to win it all. I tried to give you those tickets and you're like, no, you hang on to those. So I'm guessing, are you on the Heat here as well for game 3, or do you think this is a letdown spot? What's your handicap?
This is the first time we're recording in person. So if I laid 7 here, Terrell would probably reach around and slap me on the back of my head right now if I did that. No, I'm on the Heat here. Look, I think that everybody's assuming that this is the big home run spot for the Boston Celtics. And Terrell has said it the best all season long. When you need them the most, they're going to let you down, right? And I think the key for me is that Jimmy Butler did miss last game, the second half, I mean. And I think that's big for the psyche of the players like Bam, like Kyle Lowry, that Jimmy Butler was pretty much carrying this team in the first and second game of this series. And then they finally got guys like Bam Adebayo, Kyle Lowry, Max Strus to step up, especially on the road. They could have easily laid down, lost that game, and this would be a 2-1 series in Boston's favor. But no, hey, give credit to Miami the way they finished that second half. I'm on Miami here again. Give me the +7 for Miami here.
Yeah, tonight. I was on Heat money line, and I go, oh my God, how are they going to blow this game?
Yeah.
They hung on, and Strus hit some clutch shots towards the end. I think Strus and Lowry player props over. That seems like a solid bet. What are you doing here, Terrell? We had already kind of tipped it, but no way you're taking Celtics -7, right? That's way too big.
So again, the Miami Heat, over the course of the season, one of the best underdog teams, especially road underdog teams in the NBA. They finished at 15-7, the 68% of ATS as a dog. And so I just don't see it, because as we talk about how beat up that Miami is, you got to look at this. This has been a physical series, especially for the Boston Celtics, who just came on playing the Bucks in that physical team. So everybody's nicked up. Everybody has injuries. And I think the Tyler Hero thing is going to do a little bit more good than it is bad with him being out because he wasn't shooting the ball effectively.
Especially and on the road, yeah.
And he's a liability on defense. So now you got Victor Oladipo, who's going to be getting more minutes, and he's going to be having bigger, big-time production. I think that he can go up there, and you could talk about I was talking with Dan, and he was talking about Draymond's show, and Draymond talked about Victor Oladipo did really good on defense. If Victor Oladipo can go out there and give them a spark defensively and be able to score the basketball, that's more than Tyler Hero's doing right now. And this team has been so good when people have been out. Like, they're undefeated. They're like, it's some crazy stat where they're undefeated when people miss games. And so it's
almost like Memphis Grizzlies-esque there.
Yeah, and so I think that this is a spot where they can upset this Boston team, especially on the road, and really put the pressure on them 3-1.
Scott, I know talking to you before the show, you were saying you were leaning maybe Celtics. You're waiting for some late injury news. Where are you at with this game?
So since I'm standing all the way over here,
and you feel safe.
Terrell can't slap me for it, you know. I'm going with Boston. And I feel like the situation itself is when things are too good to be true, it tends to be that way.
Yeah.
You're getting 7 points with Miami. There's a good reason for it. You know, the odds makers aren't dumb. I'm sure they know a lot of people are going to go after Miami.
Trying to butter up the odds makers. I think like the strategy.
Yeah, you know, get whatever you can. A little free play my way. Never hurt anybody. But for me, I'm going with Boston. I was waiting for injury news. According to recent reports, Smart and Williams will be active for this game, which definitely helps out.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, I'm looking at Miami's injury situation. Hero's not playing. Butler, we know he's going to play. Is he going to look sharp? I don't know, because if he did miss a second half, I'm a little bit concerned how that might linger moving forward. But Boston's in a game that I don't know if you want to call must win or by that type of angle, but Boston completely no-showed last game. We saw against Milwaukee, they've responded well following no-shows. The issue and why Terrell doesn't trust this team is because they don't give consistent effort or real just intensity every single game. But following blowout losses or games that they should have won, they usually respond. I think they'll come out, punch Miami in the mouth. I think they might win this game handily. Mm. And from what we've seen in the NBA playoffs, I know you give me that.
All right, guys, let's all vote Scott out of the studio.
The only thing I'm going to say is that if you do like Boston to win this game, I think they will win by a pretty decent margin.
So you almost, I think to your point, I agree. I think if you're on Boston, maybe adjusted line. Is that what you're getting at?
That's what I'm looking at. Based on what we've seen in the playoffs, there haven't been many close games. And even what we had last game, it was technically close, but each half was lopsided individually. But
yeah.
I think Boston could win this game by 15 plus. The thing is, if Miami goes down early, let's say worst case scenario, Boston opens up a 15 point lead in the first half. Do you think they potentially take their foot off the gas and rest Jimmy Butler for future games because of the fact that they have
some injury
history? So I think that there's a chance that if Miami goes down early, they might call off the dogs. Shout out to Jimmy Butler for being, you know, a dog. Exactly. But if they're down by a decent amount, I think there's a decent chance they might just look forward to home court advantage, which they stole back, and move on. So I like Boston to win rather handily. But once again, go big or go home. I'm rooting for you guys to potentially win Miami money line. I'll tell you what. The last thing I want is Boston to win the game by like three, because then nobody's happy out of all of us. But at the end of the day, I think Boston gets it done.
Titus.
But real quick, Boston minus 13.5 is 2-1. So that would be the way to play that. That I would assume. I'm also regretting not having talked to Scott before placing all my bets for tonight. So the round table, I kind of like the angle of being against everybody. I like the contrarians.
Yeah. What about you, Titus? Are you team Heat here?
I'm actually staying away from the spread here. And speaking of contrarian, I'm going a little total. And looking at the way the sharp money's moving, 60% of the money is on the over. I'm going to take the under, man.
Yes.
6.5.
It feels like it could be an ugly game, right?
It does, man. Look at the freaking injury report. It's an infirmary. Like, we're just getting these last minute call ups, and you know, we don't know how Jimmy Butler's going to look. Marcus Smart, obviously, and Robert Williams. So, I mean, those are pretty significant players. So at this point, with the first three games going over, I gotta fade it and go under here. I think this is gonna be a dogfight. It's a must-win game for the Boston Celtics. But I really like I'm gonna throw out a player prop as well.
Ooh.
I like Jaylen Brown over 31.5 points plus rebounds. He's been over this in 5 of the 6 games that he's played against Miami this season. I know Munoff is a big fan of his rebound prop at 6.5,
which
has been absolutely torching. This guy's the top scorer for this team. And I think you could actually, if anyone's on Boston, I think you could probably put an Eastern Conference MVP vote on for him, +800 right now.
Ooh,
a lot of value there.
That's good.
And maybe I think that's a good segment to kind of close things out. But we, Kramer and I were keep talking about these long shot MVPs and circling the market. Andrew Wiggins, maybe the cat's out of the bag with that game he had last night. But Ryan, are you still? We gotta decide one super long SGPN shot finals MVP.
SGPN's going to be investing in 100-1 Wiggins MVP.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully we can find that. Kramer, so you're also on Heat plus +7 Heat money line.
Scott made a lot of rational points that I enjoyed. But
Scott,
yeah.
Scott, rational right show.
Well, let me say this. Let me say this real quick. And we're going to go to school real quick.
Sure.
So we are in game four.
Yep.
So we've had three games. So total number of quarters, that is 12 quarters.
Math checks out.
The Miami Heat have won two quarters of basketball in uh-huh. those 12, and they're up 2-1 in the series. Are we really trusting the Celtics with this tonight? Like, are we really trusting the Celtics with this tonight?
Great point.
But that kind of goes to my point, right? Because that means Boston's outplayed them in 10 of the.
But those two quarters cost you two games.
Why is this mic still on?
It's rough.
It's the dueling principles of the regression versus they're just choke artists. Because
yes.
By the way, fuck Boston. Sorry, Cole.
That's the important thing.
And lastly, do we not remember what happened when Michael Jordan was on his deathbed and came out and played in the finals? Well, this man has the DNA of Michael Jordan flowing through his blood. Jimmy Butler, Miami Heat, all the way, money line, and parlay it with the under. Thank all you, right. Sean,
what
for musing
go,
me on that.
What could go wrong? All right, moving over to the Warriors Mavs tomorrow night and kick things off with some of our sleeper player props again. So fun to you probably already have Sleeper on your app there. If
I do.
Download the Sleeper app, Ryan. Click on the over under. Use the promo code SGP 100% deposit bonus, and join our Sleeper squad. Go to sleeper.com.
Hold on, there's some cool motherfuckers outside. Sorry, Sean. I was just saying, what's up?
A guy in an awesome hat, shades inside.
Yeah.
That's cool, what's great about these live shows. Sleeper.com/SGP 100% deposit bonus. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. I mean, probably kind of tipping my hand on who I like for this game, but Steph Curry after the game said, "Hey, we're playing with house money tomorrow night in game four." That to me is a guy who wants to win the series game five in his home court.
Yep.
So give me under Steph Curry, 27.5 points. Give me under Wiggins, under 16.5 points. 'Cause he's coming off a career game. You know, it's game four. They don't need it. And then
Sean,
did you look over at my screen?
And then I randomly threw in Dinwiddie under 2.5 rebounds because he seems to be only getting one or zero per game.
Sean, the boldness for you to go first in this room is great. I love that. Love that.
Oh, come on. I don't want to be accused of copying someone else's picks. The machine himself, Moonoff, what do you got?
All right. Let's see. I'm going to go here with I'm going to start with Kevon Looney. He's having a sneaky good season, or sorry, series for the Golden State Warriors, both scoring and rebounding. But I'm gonna take his points over 8.5. I think this is gonna be a Jalen Brunson game. I think it's gonna be an all-in effort from this Dallas Mavericks team. I mean, it's do or die time. I'm gonna take Jalen Brunson over 20.5, and I'm going back to the well just because Sean's not on this. Gonna hit tomorrow. Give me Reggie Bullock over 2.5 3-point shots made. For my three sleeper picks for tomorrow's game.
I like that.
Yeah, Reggie Bullock is due, but again, Moonoff said I was not allowed to select him. Kramer, what do you got?
All right, I am all over the Reggie Bullock over. I'm on the Jalen Brunson over 1.5 3-pointers, and I'm on the Steph Curry under 38.5 points, rebounds, and assists.
Ooh, okay, that's so a
I'm
fun
gonna,
way
gonna
to
play if,
that.
If you're going to play the punt angle, I'm going to take the bigger net.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I like that. What about you, Villain Rel? What are you leaning here?
Which by the way, before Terrell gives out his picks, I wish someone from Sleeper was here to just get a snapshot of everyone on their Sleeper apps right now. squatting the fuck up. All right. Sorry, Terrell.
All right. Let's go here. I'm gonna go with because Sean literally stole all of my picks.
I did.
All right, so we're gonna go Spencer Dinwiddie over 13.5 points. We're going to go Jalen Brunson over 1.5 3-pointers made. And we're going to go Luka over 9.5 rebounds. This feels like a spot for him.
Yeah, that's a good one.
He's going to try to pad up the stack sheet and make sure they don't go home. So 9.5 rebounds feels good.
A little effort game from the Luka there. All right. Scott, what do you got here for some sleeper plays?
So the main one I'm looking at is going to be a player on Golden State who's been really solid, a very unsung hero-ish type player. It's going to be Kevon Looney.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at him either really points or rebounds. It seems like Dallas has had no answers. And Dallas has easily been one of, if not the worst rebounding teams in the playoffs this season. And the one concern you had with Looney going into the series was when he got switched on to Luka, pick and roll, could he handle it? And he's actually been playing very well. He's been able to stay on the floor. I like him over in rebounds. I think he should end up going for potentially a double-double in the spot. But until Dallas, I don't know really what counters they have because Powell's barely played in the postseason. Yeah. He technically starts, whatever that means.
Yeah.
But then you mostly use Kleber, and he doesn't really rebound that well. Luka's been their leading rebounder all postseason long. My favorite play is going to be Looney in rebounds. I think he has a decent chance to even go for 12 in this game.
I like it. All right. Titus, what do you got?
Yeah, man, I'm going to go with Steph Curry over 38.5 PRA.
Ooh, ooh. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Going got against
to,
the grain.
Got to, because...
Oh, let me raise my seat up.
Yeah. it's really because...
Ryan's trying to alpha you here.
And it's really because his rebounds and assists have just been spectacular in this series.
Especially his rebounds.
He's averaging 14.7 over the course of the season against the Mavs. He hasn't ever not gone over his rebound and assist prop this season against the Mavs. So if this guy gets 25 points, it's a wrap. So... I'm going to go with Steph Curry, man. This is a knockout game. Steph Curry is the best player on the floor. Got to rock with him, man. This is where you put him down for the count.
I regret not going last now.
All right. So that's it.
No, wait, well, you got two more, right?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I can.
Or maybe. Maybe.
No, I'm going to stick with that one for now. I'm still siphoning right through here. Let's see what I got. Actually.
Come join the Reggie Bullock train. Sean's
I'm
going to
join the Dinwiddie train.
Oh, yeah, okay. There we go. Smart man.
Like that 13 smart and a half. Man. And I'm going to go Jordan Poole under 22.5 yeah,
there
PRA.
There you go.
Like I almost took the pool.
PRA is a fun word. Sleeper.com/SGP. And of course, you can join our squad. If you like some of our picks, you can just hit copy. Or again, if you have good picks, tag us in the sleeper chat. I'm at Sean T. Green and say, copy my picks. I almost certainly will. All right, we're going to move on to the game. Before we do that, shout out to Manscaped. Oh, man. The listeners love hearing the Manscaped reads. And if you want to hear me continue to talk about my balls, you're going to need to head over to manscaped.com. Use the promo code SGP. They've even trademarked the jewel pouch. So you know they're serious. I'm wearing my Manscaped boxers, or if not, I definitely pack them. They're super comfortable. They add those in. They have a great just package that they throw at you. The lawnmower and no pun intended there. Lawnmower 4.0. When you're digging out of the deep rough there, their trimmer offers skin safe technology designed to trim hair on loose skin. You can do the math on that. And the micro model fabric is buttery soft. Again, you want buttery soft boxers. You can get them at Manscaped and you can get free shipping and 20% off manscaped.com. Officially a dog. When you use the promo code SGP. Right now, the game.
Sean, quickly.
Breaking news.
What do we got here?
My travel bag, Manscaped on it.
Oh, yeah.
An additional gift that they throw in there if you buy the whole package there. So
look at Moonoff. He's a guy. You can just see he's a well-groomed man, at least from the top. I don't know. I've never examined the bottom, but the top. I can only speak for what I can speak. The top is well put together.
Most men with beards keep beards everywhere. I can speak. I mean, I'll handle that one, Moonoff. Don't worry.
Yeah, the legitimate
the travel bag
on
is
this
good.
Side.
And the funny thing is, that was not the breaking news we were talking okay. about.
No, not at all.
What
not
is the all. Actual breaking news?
Marcus Smart is out.
Oh, that's what boom, I'm talking
boom,
about.
Boom.
Dog. Yeah. Dog. Dog.
Is Jimmy Butler still playing?
Yeah.
Okay. Money line.
All right. And I'm refreshing the WinBet app. That has. Marcus Smart to me, and I'll let the NBA sharps weigh in, but Marcus Smart to me is worth maybe a half point line movement. Scott, how say you? The WinBet still has it at 7.
I definitely think Smart's probably worth more than half just based on the fact that he brings a defensive intensity for
yeah,
the rest of the team.
Yeah, maybe a point. Right?
I'd say a point, maybe point and a half. So I do expect to see some late Miami money coming in as a result. I'm not going to waver, though. I already gave my opinion.
Let's see what happens. It's not too late to come to the dark side.
It was more just about over on WinBet.
Come still, to death row. Come to
still,
death row.
Hold. Still at 7.
Fucking right. Diamond hands over here.
And what do we got here? So Warriors. Oh, and I'm seeing it change live on the
it's
screen.
It's 6 now.
The money line, yeah, is shifted already.
So we're so sharp.
Market
Sean.
Movers.
We're so
we
sharp.
We got that closing line value. It doesn't matter the results. All right, let's talk about tomorrow's game. Warriors Mavs total is sitting at 215.5. Pretty high. Warriors catching one here, -105 on the money line for the Warriors. I'm all in on the Mavs. I just, you know, no team has ever come back down 3-0, but you know, Luka is a dog. I think some of these ancillary guys who just were not hitting shots last night Reggie Bullock 0-for-10. I mean, he's gonna give them something. And I think they're going to be in this game.
We were recording a best ball draft episode as this game is going on. And Sean is just losing his mind over Red. This is personal. Everyone should just disregard any Reggie Bullock comments, handicap, anything. It's become personal.
It is. He's got to figure it out. You know, and then there was the whole Wiggins thing. Like Wiggins had a career game. I think he's going to have a letdown. This Golden State team feels fine closing it out at home. And the NBA, you know, if you're a conspiracy theorist, they could use an extra game here. Love Dallas laying a point. I'll start with you, Terrell. What are you doing in this game? Game four.
Well, so you know when you lost the broom, you can't find a broom, and you sometimes you got to make do what you got. So we're just gonna kick the kick it
he's,
on
he's
over
here. He's sweeping the trash.
Let's go ahead and get it closer to that trash can. We'll pick that up later when we get the dustpan.
You're going Golden State.
So look, Steph absolutely gave me 100% reason to want to take Dallas by saying we're playing with house money. That is not the sound of a winner. But this Golden State team has to realize that so far, every time in this playoffs that they had a chance to close out, they didn't do it. So at some point, you got to want to change that narrative. And for the opportunity to go ahead and sweep this team, not even worry about taking it to Golden State. And look, you're not waiting on another round. Next is the NBA Finals. So you want to be as rested. You want to be as ready as possible. I think this team is locked in. And I just don't think they have an answer for them on the boards. And that's really what's going to kill them.
Yeah. No, I mean, I see the angle, and would I be shocked if they get swept? No, but it just seems like you're gonna get the best effort. Munaf, are you on Mavs or Warriors?
Man, I think I have to go with the Mavs here tomorrow. Look, yeah. The shooters yesterday did not shoot well, like you mentioned, right? Reggie Bullock, 0-for-10 from the field. He was 0-for-7 from 3-point land. But this is all an effort. Like, this is it. You're winning or you're going home. Right. And I think that you get one last hoorah here from the Dallas Mavericks. I'll lay them 1 point here. And I think that the Golden State Warriors do close it out at home. I would not be surprised if we do see Tony Brothers on the game tomorrow.
Then we'll really know. I think because we got Foster tonight, which unfortunately that to me says Boston a little bit. But if we get him reffing, you know, that's a hammer spot for them. Kramer, what are you doing?
I'm a situational handicapper, and I also have Warriors in 5 +350. This is textbook NBA. This series is not a sweep. This is not going to be the sweep. Narrative aside, whatever Steph Curry said aside, this is a game. Luka's going to show the fuck up. They'll find a way to win one, close it out in five, win me my money, and then sit in the finals and wait for the Heat. Epic fun. I mean, and unfortunately, it's not going to be Mavs, Dallas, or sorry, Dallas, Miami. We're not going to have that rematch on deck.
Allegedly.
Our +675 is dead.
Still alive.
It's dead. But Mavs win game four. Let's go. +350. Warriors in five. Alive.
Scotty, what are you doing here?
I've kind of flip-flopped on this one. I do like Dallas in the first quarter and first half. I do think that even though they burned me with the same play last game.
No, I mean, the logic was sound.
The way that I see it is Golden State is still a terrible team in the first quarter on the road. And I think that Dallas, with the sense of urgency, which I thought they would have in the last game, I think they'll have for this one. But once again, we talk about Terrell's points where he talked about how Golden State has had a couple of chances to close out a series. They have not done so. And you're looking, I don't want to say you're looking ahead, but you're looking at the injury reports maybe for Miami and Boston. You see that they're crawling a little bit to the finish line. Golden State wins. Suddenly, Otto Porter and Iguodala get a bit more rest. You know, mm-hmm. We'll see if they can get fully healthy and get the game plan for them for an extra couple days. I thought about it. I'm going with Golden State because the truth is, even though Dallas, of course, is in a must-win game, it's win or go home. I thought game three was a must-win game, too, and they no-showed the game. Yeah. So I can't buy on the motivation angle when it was there in the previous game, and they not only struggled, but they completely no-showed the first quarter. So I think that there are some concerns, but it comes down to the supporting cast. I don't think Dallas' supporting cast is very good. And you can talk about Dinwiddie, who's been a solid bench player, but you kind of want more consistency out of Luka's. We know Luka, that's a whole separate category. But everybody else, Bullock, You're throwing down Kleber, who I don't even know if most of you would want.
He doesn't even shoot anymore.
I was going to say, would you want
him? He stopped shooting.
But if you were on if you were like coaching a team, would you want Kleber playing like 28 minutes on your team? Game in, game out? Probably not.
I would have ditched him yesterday.
I'm just saying, that's where the team's at. They don't have many guys. And I'm looking at Golden State. They are a matchup problem. They could run so many off-ball screens that make them really impossible to defend. Wiggins has been great. Klay's been hit or miss, but you know he can go nuts as well.
But Scott, he said they were playing with house money. Come on!
But so you say that, but did you see Jason Kidd's interview? Jason Kidd's interview, they talked to him about it. He said, look, we're happy to be here, guys. We had a great time. No. This is a great experience. This is a great experience, and
sounds
this was
like
a good
Orion
chance for the guys.
After consoling the girls' soccer team for coming in second place. Happy to be here.
Man, we got Galaxy tickets, all right? We're winners.
The number one thing he said, he was like, you guys didn't pick us to be here. We weren't even supposed to be here. That is the ultimate loser talk.
You're touting?
That's ultimate loser talk.
You're touting you're about to get swept? That's dangerous.
That's what a bad coach says.
Where's my –
We need that broom. Remember when I told you, Sean, that Steve Kerr versus Jason Kidd could look a little silly after the fact?
Yeah, that was a good point. Landon Renard in the YouTube chat saying, Lucas saying, quote, I've got a lot to learn and I'm still only 23. Makes me think they're toast. Yeah, that's not a good sign. All right. Closing it out. Titus, what do you got here? Sitting at one total 215.5. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm with Scott here. I'm on the Dallas Mavericks first half. I think they just didn't make shots last game. They're going to regress back to the mean there. They'll make some shots. I don't know if I trust Reggie Bullock like that. If you're sweating out a Reggie Bullock prop, good luck to you, because that's not going to work out for you. But much of the reasons that he said, like, I just feel like Golden State is one of those teams that kind of plays with their food, right? They get sloppy early on. Like, despite Steph Curry's comments, like, I think that they're going to ultimately get it together. They just crush it in the third quarter and the fourth quarter. Those are the guys that I want the ball in their hands when the game's on the line. And so I'm going to take them on the money line. Right now it's at even money. So, like, yeah, I'm going to take Dallas first half and Golden State money line.
Ooh, oh, that's next level. That is some extra sharp action. All right.
Well, and you can actually, if you wanted to say parlay that,
you could
get that for plus 500.
Ooh.
All right, we're going to close it out with finals MVP odds talk or any sort of other future stuff you guys want to get into. Before we do that, man, Athletic Greens. I'm flying today. I'm taking Athletic Greens. I love Athletic Greens. Call me Sean, Athletic Greens. I feel like I'm in the best shape of my life. And it's got to be due to this Athletic Greens. You just get the 8 ounces of water, a little scoop of the AG1, shake it up, you're good to go. You got 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics and adaptogens. We got the travel packs with us in Las Vegas. So the even the Las Vegas desert and Las Vegas lifestyle can't stop us from being healthy. 7,000 five-star reviews. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you got to do is go to athleticgreens.com/SGP. That's athleticgreens.com/SGP to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. You got your body right. You got to get your Wi-Fi right as well. Your internet connectivity using that IP Vanish. Again, when I was down in Mexico, I was doing shows remotely. Yes. Am I hammering out? What shows do we do remotely, Ryan? Like,
I don't know, maybe talking NFL futures.
Yeah.
A little USFL.
Am I broadcasting NFL futures from a cabana, a bungalow, instead of enjoying time in Mexico? Of course I am, because I'm a dog. And when I'm doing stuff like that, you got to fire up the VPN whenever you're on a sketchy network. And your network is sketchy if you're not using a VPN. Let's be honest. IP Vanish, so easy to use. It's easy to turn on and off the flip of a button of their app. 70% off their yearly plan. Best part is a lot of, like, I've tried other VPNs. I didn't stick with them because I noticed my, like, browsing would be slowed down. Stuff would get laggy. IP Vanish does not slow you down. And unlimited devices. You got kids. You got a wife. You want to secure their internet activity. Give them the old IP Vanish. IPVanish.com/SGP. 70% off their yearly plan. IPVanish.com/SGP. Kramer, we had talked about Andrew Wiggins, 100-1 for finals MVP. I'm worried that horse is out of the barn.
We're speaking on unencrypted lines right now. So
I'm seeing 25-1.
What?
However,
fuck me. I'm out.
However, I did find 100-1 that I could talk myself into. Oh, again, no. It's 100-1, don't so you can it. Look at me and say I'm don't crazy. Kyle Lowry, 100-1.
You're crazy.
Step one, Miami Heat get to the final. Step two, he helps out on the offensive and defensive side. Jimmy Butler doesn't have the series that we thought he might have. I mean, if it's not Jimmy Butler, who's the second Heat person?
They're not winning.
It's my pick. It's my pick. Because this is disrespectful that he has lower odds, higher odds, however you pronounce it, higher odds than Luka, who is down 0-3.
I know where
you're going. Tyler Hero.
70-1.
Tyler Hero at 70-1 is comical because, yes, he comes off the bench, but Tyler Hero can give you 30 off the bench. And if you're telling me that he's going to be playing against that second, he's going to get Jordan Poole on him. I'm taking anybody that has Jordan Poole on him. So
you're right. Give me Tyler Hero and Kyle Lowry. Like, that's crazy.
The fact that he has that is worse. There's no reason that Tyler Hero and Kyle Lowry should be worse than Luka.
I know. That's,
at this point,
Luka's 60-1. That's how much like
there's no that's the Luka hype.
I mean, even Bam at 25-1 is kind of interesting. But Munaf, you like any of these long shot finals MVPs or any anything in the futures market jumping out at you?
I was looking at the Western Conference Finals MVP. Obviously, the big sexy pick is going to be Steph Curry. I mean, nobody's laying a minus 1,000 price.
He's never won a Finals MVP.
The Western Conference Finals MVP. I mean,
they give out a Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, MVP? I think they just added that.
Magic Johnson.
Year. Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah. Okay, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Magic Johnson, Larry, and the Larry Bird Award.
Yeah, 12-1 on Andrew Wiggins. Ooh. I don't hate that. I seriously think that he's probably been he's been the second best player on the Western on the Golden State Warriors team.
I mean, you can say first. It's okay. You didn't want to say it. I'll say it for you. You can say first. He was first.
Yeah, I think personally, outside of what Steph has done scoring the basketball, Andrew Wiggins on both sides of the court has done an absolutely fantastic job of guarding Luka. He had the big highlight dunk. At 12-1, I think that's a good price for him to win that MVP for Western Conference Finals. Then you get to the NBA Finals. I think that's when Steph Curry turns it up and gets his first Finals MVP.
Ooh. And Steph Curry is plus 100, which I think is insane. I would not take that. I would just take...
I did like your Bam angle of 25-1.
25-1, right? He's certainly in the mix. Kramer, you're missing your Wiggins bet that we were talking.
I'm so disappointed. It's not insane when you look at the Warriors' future to win the finals, minus 155. So, or whatever it is, you can get a better price on Steph Curry.
That's true.
Like the narrative, right? He hasn't won it. It's kind of like the Russ MVP thing. Like at some point, the reporters have to realize they fucked up and they got to give him one.
But
so, there's nothing I like here because Wiggins isn't available to me. I guess you still play one of the other guys like Terrell suggested on the Warriors. Yep. You take Klay Thompson, you take Draymond.
Draymond had 32 points in game 7 of the finals. Yeah. We don't talk about it because they lost.
That was a different Draymond.
He had 32 points.
I don't care.
You end up where the moment is up, is everything on the line. You had 32 points. Draymond could not do anything. If they go to a game 7 against the Heat and he has 32 points at the end of that, they're going to give him finals MVP.
But what if you do Klay Thompson, though? We were talking about it before.
Okay.
Game 6 Klay, those are one of those moments that the voters always remember. And he's averaging 28 points in his career in game 6s. Those are the types of things I feel like he could get loose. He's going to be guarding probably Jimmy Butler quite a bit along with Andrew Wiggins. I could see the argument. If you're going to give it to Andre Iguodala, who never scored anything, you can at least give it to Klay, who plays defense and also plays
Klay at 14-1. I mean, I like Klay at 14-1 more than I like Draymond at 14-1.
I thought Draymond would be higher.
Yeah. Scott, any thoughts on the finals MVP market or just final stuff in general?
Well, I think one counterpoint I'll make to Titus's thing is so you lose if they win in 5. Right, because you don't get to game 6.
True.
I mean, that's a bit of a problem.
But do you think that, I mean, the Heat would probably go 6 games, though?
I'm assuming so, but once again, I got to keep in mind how healthy the team's going to be going into it. But still.
I like how we're assuming Miami's going to make it to the finals.
No. That's what I was going to say.
No good juju out there for me.
When it comes to taking long shots here, I actually might be tempted to take a couple because I still have the final leg of a parlay, Golden State to win the title, and that's a 43-1 parlay.
Hey.
I'm still sweating that out. We'll see how that goes. I like the position I'm in. But to go through.
Scott, read off the parlay you showed me that you put in when you landed. What was the one you were showing me before the show that for today's action? It was a multi-sporter with like a 1.5 puck line in there.
So read it out. It's about a 17-1 parlay I got today. I have the Avalanche and
I love our guys.
I have the Avalanche in regulation. I have the Lightning -1.5 at +200. I know they're still tied right now, 0-0. I have the Dodgers -1.5. I believe they're up 2-0 right now. And I have the Cubs +5. And I don't know if they're tied or if they're up 1-0. But either way, those four picks pay out about 17-1. But I ended up using a free bet of $125 for that Warriors parlay. So now I'm potentially winning $5,500 off a free bet. So I can't complain. But to go through the actual finals MVP stuff, I do like Bam at 25-1, and that's pretty tempting.
Yeah.
The way that I'm looking at it, I'm trying to figure out which players match up well against Golden State. No offense to Dallas. As a Yankees fan, I know about 0-4 Red Sox. I'm not saying it's impossible, but I don't think that's going to happen. So I'm assuming they're going to face whoever in the Eastern Conference gets out of it's going to face Golden State. And Adebayo definitely has a very good matchup opportunity because of the fact that Looney, I don't think is going to stay with him. I think Adebayo's too athletic. Draymond, maybe, but Draymond's still giving up some height. So Adebayo could end up averaging 18-12 in that series with three blocks potentially. That is possible. I'm looking at maybe Jaylen Brown at 22-1 if you want to go for the other Eastern Conference option. Tatum's going to be, of course, the main pick for Boston. But we've seen Tatum have these extremely terrible games. And the question is, if Tatum is good for a decent portion of the series but has two awful games, isn't that what ended up costing Steph a couple of finals MVPs, a couple of really awful games?
Yep.
If Brown can be consistent and give them a steady
22-1,
24 points, you throw in a couple of assists and rebounds, I do think that Brown has some potential if Tatum has a stinker or two. So for me, I'll go with Brown and Adebayo around 22-1 and 25-1. If Miami's going to win the title, it's probably going to Jimmy Butler. But if you want to find some value, I don't mind Bam.
Al Horford, 90-1. Titus, is that crazy?
Yes.
Just say yes.
Can't get behind Big Al. Can't do it this juncture. No.
What about you? Anything either in the finals MVP, just finals market in general that's jumping out at you?
Yeah, go back to the Eastern Conference MVP. I think Jaylen Brown at 8-1 is, you got to bet that now.
Yeah.
And then also, yeah, I could get behind Clay, but I really like Scott's argument on Bam. I agree with the mismatch. I don't really see the Golden State front court really having an answer for him.
I thought you were going to say Clay because there might not be a game six. I thought you were like, oh, I was a fan of that point. You know, it's fair. But
no, I think if it winds up being the Heat is the team that the Warriors go up against, I think that Clay could actually have a statement series there.
So I have a question because we all like just forecasted the Warriors. How many games does Dallas have to win until you start to think, holy crap, they might actually do this?
If it wasn't Steve Kerr and the team that's been around the block.
The same as Philly Toronto for me.
It's just if they win two, I feel like if they win game six in Golden State, I'm like, I mean, wait, is it game? No, game five. Yeah, if they win game five,
you talk about
in Golden State, then I'm like, all right, they might actually do this, guys.
I mean, Luka's going to have to go for like 45.
Game five.
He's going to have to go for 50.
He's been going for 40, and they're still losing.
He's going to have to go for 50.
Game five is kind of like a no-hitter perfect game where you know it's there, but you can't really talk about it, but people start to talk about it. I think that would be the case.
Well, if you get to game six, then what Titus has been saying, you're going to get game six Clay.
Right.
Yeah, look out.
I'll take the bets. Anyone wants to wager on them?
Does the win have the series price up for that? For Dallas, it's got to be crazy, right?
We saw it. We were hanging out the sports, but it was 20-1 for them.
20-1
to win in seven.
That's not a good game.
It's not enough. No.
Yeah, I'll take a Bam Adebayo MVP.
Somebody is going to blow a 3-0 lead at some point. It may not be this year, but at some point, somebody's going
to
do it.
Well, we were out here in Vegas when we saw the UVA lose to UMBC, and we were at the sportsbook. I don't know if you saw, there was a UMBC's mascot, Ryan? It was a dog. A
retriever.
Right? The retrievers. Yeah. And there was a guy dressed as a retriever that they carried around through the sports book. That's awesome. It was an all-timer. All right. Awesome show. Let's close things out with a lock, any sort of lock, player prop, parlay, whatever you want to give out. I'm going to keep it simple. Give me Dallas tomorrow night. Lock it up. They get it done. Luka has enough to get them a W. They're not going to get swept. Even though I liked your act out, Terrell, I think they win the game. What do you got for your lock, Terrell?
For my lock, I would love to see Dallas win, So I'm going to lock up Golden State.
Because, there you go, emotional edge.
Yeah, emotional edge. And if Golden State wins, I get the sweep and I get win money. So yeah, give me Golden State. I'll lock
it's
up Golden
a win-win. State win. Because if Golden State wins, then Terrell's going to be texting me like, hey, can you pull that clip of me doing the sweeping motion?
That'd be great.
He did ask everyone for a broom.
No, and nobody. I just
we
thought
could
it'd
not
be,
find a broom.
I thought it'd be really
I
easy
they would
to bring
have a broom.
Find a broom. I thought they did.
Broom is one of those things you don't think you...
It's
yeah.
it's
you just kind of
we're in a vacuum society
there.
Now.
Back in my day, like everyone had a broom. Now it's you know you don't know if a house is going to have a broom.
And then you got a Swiffer, which that's not a good.
What's
problem.
The little the Roomba?
Yeah, we got.
Is that what it's called? It
SGPN's
just rolls
offices. We don't broom. We got a Roomba.
We were patrolled by a Roomba.
We got robots.
Moonoff, what do you got? What's your lock?
Yeah, I'm going to go with a player prop. Yes. There's. Obviously, the one that I really do like, but the one I'm really curious is Luka's assist to go under the number. If you're able to find an 8 or an 8.5, I currently see the market at 7.5. I still like it.
You're saying he ain't going to pass?
Yeah, he's not going to pass. I mean, we've seen it. Like, he's not passing the ball. He's going to have to score. I mean, back-to-back games where he's had 40-plus, like Taddy said, he's going to have to go out and score another 40 or 45-piece or even a 50-piece for this team to go out and win in game 4. So I'm looking at his assist to go under the number of 7.5.
A better question. Pass it to who?
Yes.
And that would also involve them hitting the shot after
he
passes.
That's the really the hard part, them hitting the shot.
Scott, we have a listener question. Nicholas Lee wants to know, Scott, what do you think about Miami team total under?
I personally like it. I do think that Boston, if they're going to win, has to clamp down defensively. We saw how Miami fared without Jimmy Butler last game. I know he's back in the lineup. I still want to see what percentage of health he actually is. But when Boston needs a game, and what we've seen so far in the postseason, their defense really ramps up. And Adebayo, with Robert Williams back on the court, he's not going for 31. So I do think that you'll see a massive amount of regression for him. I do like the team total under for Miami. If you think Boston's going to win, that's really the recipe they're going to win by, right? Just shut down defense.
Yeah. Is it a concern that Marcus Smart is not playing tonight?
See, I think it would be, except for the fact that Marcus Smart in the first game he missed against Milwaukee, they had their best defensive performance of the playoffs. So I don't really know what to read into for that. And Smart, he's a great defensive player. Was he great defensively last game while he was limping around the court? Not really. So I just think Boston at home will treat the game like it deserves to be treated, like how Dallas should have treated game 3. Mm-hmm. And I think defensively, Boston should clamp down. So personally, I do like the under for Miami team total.
And what's the lock, Scott? What's your lock for maybe tomorrow or just in the future?
Yeah, it killed me game 3. I got to go back to it. Give me Dallas first quarter.
Yes,
I have to. I really just can't go against it because of how bad Golden State has been in the first quarter in the playoffs. And if you want to actually look at some numbers here, Golden State, on the road, had a first quarter point differential average of -1.9, which ranked 20th in the league. So Golden State, even when they were winning a bunch of regular season games, tends to really, I'd say, sleepwalk for the first quarter.
Yeah, and especially in a game 4 where they're up 3-0. Like, of all times for them to coast, you feel like, the first quarter, exactly. All right, Titus, what do you got? What do you got Lock City for us?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Steph Curry over 11.5 rebounds and assists. And I just love it too much, man. 14.7 over the course of the season against the Mavs is averaging 10 potential assists along with 12 rebound chances. I mean, even if this guy gets locked down, he's going to be making an impact on the game. And he's talking about playing with house money. I feel like this is house money, man. This line has not moved much over the course of this series. It started at 10.5. They've only moved it up 1. I'll still play this up to 12.
I am a little nervous because as a guy who's played with house money in blackjack, that's when I do my most damage.
Well, sometimes you play with house money, you don't give a shit if you lose it all. Yeah, but sometimes you absolutely crush it because you're not worried about losing
just like
it all.
Shoving the chips in.
I can't criticize that idea of house money though, because my Warriors future is based on
is
a free
on
bet,
house
so
money.
I can't really criticize it.
It's literally free money. All right, so I liked a couple things I heard. I think if you're talking locks, you all are relative pussies giving out this even money bullshit. Dallas Mavericks first half, Golden State full game at 5-1. That's a fun way to play it. Whoever you like to play the game, just because it's 5-1.
Yeah,
but for my pick. For my pick, you know I like the adjusted spreads, Sean.
Yes, you're a huge fan.
And I accidentally just clicked
perfect
it off.
Perfect for the build your own bet and the win bet.
Perfect for the build your own bet. We're going to take Dallas How juicy do we make this? 250 juicy enough?
Yes.
Dallas minus eight. Let's fucking go.
Let's go. Justin,
house money falls short.
I can't wait to come back with my broom. I'm going to go buy a broom.
We're going to Walgreens to get a broom.
Yes. Cool. Terrell, I just imagine Terrell like checking his broom, flying back from Vegas. Hey, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I can't
don't
talk
worry
about
it.
The broom.
We can
donate. Have one ready for him with like a little bow on it tomorrow. When
we'll donate a broom. That's what we'll do.
All right. Awesome show, guys. And it was awesome to get the NBA guys out here as well. Make sure you subscribe to the NBA Gambling Podcast. Subscribe to our podcast. Rate and review all the podcasts. Make sure you check out all the guys on Twitter. Terrell Furman at Really Rail double underscore. Moonoff Manji at SportsNerd 824. Scott Rational Reichel at Reichel Radio. And Dan Titus at Dan Titus. Check out all the pods we got going on the network. And we'll be here next 2 days. So make sure you check in youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast so you don't miss the live shows for the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
Sean, friendly reminder, when in Las Vegas, athletic greens and a humidifier.
Kramer, let it ride.